How y'all doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I see you just gonna fly your freak flag for the rest of the year, huh?
Might as well. Might as well. I don't
You
have the full gallery like you do, so I gotta go with what I got.
could create your gallery, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm
You might,
lazy.
whatever.
How you doing, cuz? Besides being muted.
I said I'm doing okay. How are you doing, cuz?
Good. You just got off another meeting, right?
I just got up from bed. Last meeting was 5 something, and I just took like a 45-minute nap, or tried to, but not really. How was your
Look
vacation?
particularly
Oh, the other
wonderful.
number. I forgot about the 3:30 of the development meeting. Yeah, I forgot. No, but I was over at 4 something. Yeah. All right, I was at the station most of the day, so.
Hey, people.
Hello, person.
Two times, 2 days.
Oh, Dennis Williams, my goodness.
Because the jokester. Or accurate person.
Technically, we have quorum, but I'll wait a little while.
Hey, Miyuki.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for stepping in and representing the station yesterday at Nkenji's funeral.
Oh, you're welcome, but Ron came.
Yes, he did. And he came right on time because it was right when they were asking for people to make personal statements, and he literally had just walked in. So then he walked up. So yeah.
Yeah.
So why are you busting me out?
Huh?
Why
Didn't bust you
you
out. She didn't bust you out. She just thanked you,
busting
and I just said you were there.
Man.
I didn't have to represent. You were there. I wasn't just
Oh
there.
no, I'm talking to Vanessa.
That's what
Oh
she
no,
thought.
yeah.
I said it was right on time. It was.
How was the memorial? It
It was
was
nice.
lovely, and it had a very high concentration of WPFW, old and new. Sidrack Franklin was there. Sidrack. I meant to tell Robert Frazier. Josephine Reed was there. I mean, people I had not seen in some time. I'm blanking on, but two of my favorite stories were Nikichi. I can't even think of Nikichi's last name right now.
Taifa.
Thank you. Chitaihu was there. And she said that both she and Nkenji, both their original names was Anita. And that the both of them at the same time went and got Nkenji and Nkechi. You know, they both got similar names get mixed up. So the way, and then, you know, she has says things with so much verve and commitment all the time. She was pretty, but she was that. And then, Paul Coates talked about Black Panther because he was Black Panthers in Baltimore, and that's where Nkechi came from. Nkenji came from, sorry, Nkenji came from. And he told a story about how there was some big protest in Baltimore, the
Oh, wow.
surrounding the crowds and a bunch of people around. But right in the middle, there's a photo of a woman in the middle of the crowd with the police outside the crowd, but there's a woman in the middle passing out Black Panther pamphlets, and that was Nkenji. And you know, stories like I knew Nkenji peripherally because she was very vital during when John Hughes, we tried to get rid of John Hughes. Very active member of the Programmers Association and, you know, all the meetings at my house and all those things. That's how I got to know her a little bit, but I didn't know. I mean, of course, you know, you just got a wiki page, you know, she's Black Panther and all that other kind of stuff, did things for HIV and for women's rights, but I didn't know. I didn't really know all of that. I just knew it's very deliberate, very cool.
Very impressive. Yep. Paul Coates is that's Ta-Nehisi's dad, isn't it?
Say again? Oh,
Paul Coates is
yeah.
Ta-Nehisi's dad.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. At that bookstore in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, but it was.
And him and Tony Browder are very close. One of the best interviews. It was fun listening to the two intellectual brothers just go at it on Tony's show one time.
Mm-hmm.
So smart. And then just the history. I mean, he's a real Black Panther by hook or crook, but it wasn't that he aspired or something, but he got pulled into it and just did a really important work, you know, raised his kids, did a really good job.
Yep. He certainly did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will get started. I don't know if anyone else is coming and, I value your time. So, I guess it's already recording, right? Yep, it is.
Yeah.
So this is the September 3rd, 2025 meeting of the WPFW Relocation Committee. Dennis Williams chairing. And I will call the roll based on what's in front of me. Robert Gordon.
Present.
Miyuki Williams.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I am here.
Ron Pinchbeck.
Here.
And Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Okay, who I do not see are Wayne Bruce, Mo Thomas, Verna Avery Brown, and who else? Oh, Tom Chase.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here too.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about the official voting members of the committee. Oh, I'm going to call you next. And Craig Williams is here.
Sorry, Brother Craig.
Yes. Let me just, tell you a little bit about where my head is at right now. Because I am, last couple of months, I've been feeling, a bit deflated, frankly, with all of the stuff going on with the bylaws and all of the uncertainty, surrounding that. And, the notion that, we could get a new GM at some point, with no knowledge or input from us, who would be appointed by somebody in California. And I have no idea what that person's agenda or vision might be for the station. And I know that doesn't stop the work that we're doing, and the station is itself doing great stuff. But that just has me feeling a little bit up in the air. I know when we started this process earlier in the year, we were getting all, looking at sort of the vision of what a new space would look like, a permanent space, and trying to find out, what it should be and what should be in it. And that's why we did the survey, and we got good information from the survey. That part to me feels a little premature now, but what I wanted to do is get a sense of, and I have some thoughts, but, I really wanted to sort of pause and get a sense of what you all are thinking about where we are and where we should be going. I did make a commitment that we would make some kind of, report to the LSB, by the end of this year, and then make a decision about what happens with the committee after that. There's the man bat. Let me just go around and see what you all are thinking about what we should be doing right now. What should be our focus? What should be our priority for the next 3 months? Really, 2 months. Craig, is that your hand? Go ahead.
Mute it. Can't hear you, Craig.
That's my hand if nobody else wants to go first.
Yeah, I say go ahead.
Okay. So a couple things. I know Tom Chase isn't here, but maybe Miyuki has some sense of this. Because our rent is so much lower than it was, I assume that we're not really saving that money, that that money is still going for operations and rat removal and whatever else comes up? Or are we really able to save any money towards relocation or other things? Plus our staff is still really low and we haven't hired anybody.
There is no extra money, Craig, because, there's still significant debt that's out there. We just finally got the ASCAP bill for $21,000, which we were paying. We're trying, Tom is very good in that we're trying to get, take care of all our past debt for 2025 by end of this month. And so we just paid the $21,000 ASCAP bill. I'm still negotiating with Verizon, with the outstanding bill. And, We caught up this month. We just caught up with all our past, healthcare as well as, oh God, I'm sorry. What's the thing we have to donate for the whole
Pacific? Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
What's it called?
Central Service.
Central Services.
Yeah. Thank you. So we're all caught up on Central Services. Now we're caught up finally with healthcare. And
the Central Services is a continuing expense, right?
We pay. And so yeah, so it's healthcare. Yeah, both of them are. But we're finally caught up with all those things. Again, mm-hmm. like I said, this outstanding now is just Verizon. That's because I'm trying to get them down lower. Yeah, we're not paying any, and we're paying all our bills on time. When I started the year previous, when Kamau was helping me do the books, we paid $20,000 in late fees to, AMU for the tower rent.
Jeez. 1 year.
And so we don't have any late fees or anything, but there's nothing else. Now, if we keep going where we've been going, we'll be in the position to put a little bit of money away or possibly hire somebody.
Okay.
And so it's determining what that job would be.
Okay.
Development.
What?
Development.
You know, it's not that easy, Craig. I mean, I'm saying I was harping on development for the longest time, you know, but we need a operations manager. Our, primary engineer lives 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So anyway, where I was going with this, last meeting, we had two special guests. The meeting before that, I think Miyuki, you were flying to or fro somewhere, whatever, and had to leave. And right after you left, there was a consensus from the small group of people who there's some overlap with this small group of people, but may not have been the same people, where that basically said we may be better off trying to negotiate a longer term favorable lease with Sirius XM and use any monies that we are saving for operational needs, including the emergency backup at the tower. And you had sent something out the other day about another $100,000 being needed for something. So it just seems that if we can extend beyond the 2 years, which we're already 8 months into, maybe better off funding, you know, 21st century operations rather than trying to move. And okay. I don't know how the people who are here feel about that, but that's what came out of that last group.
Well, what I want to know is what are you thinking right now? Are you endorsing that position?
Yes.
Okay. Good. That's what I need to know.
Without my vote, with my non-vote, I am endorsing that position.
And we all hear that. And you're here and some of the people with the vote aren't, and that's my idea of democracy. Ron.
Yeah, I have been absent from the past few meetings, so I was curious as to, with a couple of questions. Number one, do we have, currently any bona fide prospects that we can reliably, you know, work on? I know we had quite a few in the past, but, you know, things change.
You mean property prospects?
Right.
Well, if we did, we wouldn't have any money to buy them.
Exactly. So that's my next question. So on my next observation, trying to put some money away to facilitate relocation, needless to say, it is going to take some time. So as far as being able to stay where we are, a little longer, than perhaps we planned, but I think that would be a valuable alternative considering, we don't have any options, any realistic options at this point. So if it came to a vote to stay where we are to seek, a longer term, where we are, I would definitely support that. And one more observation is this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I'm concerned about Pacifica's participation in our relocation effort. There's a lot going on, with the network. Whether they have the interest in setting aside funds or whether they'll just rather, wipe their hands of it and see what they can get the property for. Those are grave concerns to me. So I just don't see how we can rely on Pacifica at this point, to help with the funding. Even though they hold the license, so far there's been no funding initiatives or anything like that. So.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think, the help that we could expect from them would be to let us do it. But I would not expect any money from the network at this point.
Yeah, and that jazzes us up substantially, mm-hmm. in terms of our ability to move forward. And if Miyuki, if you have any insights on that, please share them. Maybe there's been some discussion with you about, a plan or some kind of funding mechanism that the network is willing to engage in to make this happen. So those are my comments. Yes, go with the prolonged lease at where we are, quite frankly, because we don't have a choice. And, we're really going to have to examine what our financial, what our financial capabilities are based on what the network is going to contribute, to this effort.
Okay. Thank you. Yuki, don't answer that because I want you to go last.
Right, cuz.
Because you can always change my mind. Wayne.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I was in on the meeting before last where Craig was talking. I am in agreement, with, adding more years to lease, at XM, because just the situation that we're in with, Pacifica is ridiculous, and with the PNB is ridiculous, and how they, basically it's a takeover. And that's my own opinion. That's nobody's opinion here. Probably some may agree, but those are my words. So let them come get me. But I'm just saying, if you don't know, the basic workings of the station, how they're going to be, just set whoever up for just a better opportunity that may come behind you. And that's how I look at it. And the opportunity right now is not leaving and going, being a vagabond per se, hunting down, places and, things. We got a spot that works. It's inexpensive considering all the other spots. Hey, my candidate was Montgomery County, but to be realistic, you got to stay at XM. I mean, just to see if you could stack chips. Not that you could stack paper, not that you can, raise money, but if you can't, that's the best place for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody hits Mega Millions, this all goes away once it's called. But, you know, we buy the station, you know. But other than that, let's just stay where you are. It seems like a situation where Miyuki likes that situation because it's modern. Everything is new, you know. And just let's pray for the tower. You know, that's it.
Okay.
That's just mine.
Thank you, Wayne. Vanessa, what you got?
My thoughts are all muddled in terms of the takeover. Wayne, yeah. I share your opinion. It is what it is. So I guess the only aspect of this to really have an opinion on, that feels safe to have an opinion, is I agree with everybody else, stay where we are. Keep the expenses low, and then let's see where this thing goes.
Okay. Brother Gordon.
I mean, I basically agree with Wayne and, you know, what Vanessa's comment was made. And I, you know, I mean, the people out in California are going to be running the show, period. You know, that's really the long and short of it right now. But that, I mean, if the question is, what can a committee do? Does it have any value to continue doing the kind of things we've been doing as a committee in formalized fashion, et cetera, et cetera? You know, the answer is probably no right now, but, you know, things can change in the future, and to the extent that individuals can continue to, you know, keep their eyes and ears open and, you know, stay committed to that as a concept, because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. And the future might be closer than many of us think. And, you know, if things change, then, you know, we'd want to be in a position to be able to act on it. Because the fundamental idea makes a lot of sense. But they're not going to allow anything to happen without their complete approval in terms of something like that. You know, moving the station to a location that that is owned for the benefit of the station. I'll put it like that. So, yeah. So those are my views. So yeah. Do we need to continue to meet? And, you know, maybe the answer is no.
I, speaking of, staying sort of remaining vigilant, I think of our friend, Robert Fraser as a role model, who is, not on the LSB, not on this committee, but he's been, you know, he's been steady on it, you know, on the idea of helping WPFW find a place. And that's something that I think many of us would remain committed to that idea and that activity in some shape or form. Who hasn't gone? Kamau, Mr. Chair.
Yay. Thanks, Dennis. I think I'm more leaning towards kind of leaving a legacy. I think this committee has worked for 2 years straight here, pretty much nonstop, you know, if not a little bit longer. And if we can kind of leave kind of like a document or, you know, a tool with which whoever comes behind us or whatever happens in the future, at least there's this tool or this finished product that we could have, which I think would incorporate a 5, 2 to 5, 3 to 5, 8, 10 year plan, something like that, that says, hey, look, here's our budget, whatever that budget is. And I think Tom would be resourceful here in this aspect. And here's our building in a capital campaign and what it looks like to get us to a point where, you know, there's enough of a war chest built up, you know, to make a purchase or to make a move, whichever one of the two we decide, and maybe we kind of, you know, make it a two-track presentation or something, you know, give it some, you know, a little summary page, give it some graphs, give it some details, you know, support it with, you know, kind of some sort of market trends or whatever the expectations are currently, and then say, hey, here's what we've, you know, been able to accomplish, you know, given the fact that there's so much uncertainty with leadership around Pacifica. And, you know, quite frankly, we don't know what's going to happen. And so maybe the committee takes the next couple of months or so to put that kind of a presentation together, leave it with management and say, look, this is the best we could do given the circumstances. And then, you know, maybe we disband, you know, January 1 or something. I don't know. But I think we need to leave something for whoever comes behind us to kind of look at. My thoughts.
I like that. Thank you. Ms. Verna Avery Brown.
Wow. I'm so glad I came behind Kamau because I want to co-sign on everything he just said. You know, I'm just not sure how much good it would do for us to try to take any other course right now because everything is so uncertain. And we're in a position where we can produce and broadcast. It ain't broke, so don't fix it. Let's stay here, bide our time, put our legacy together, as Kamau said, and, you know, just go forward from there. I don't see us making any real strategic changes at this point. Are you all hearing an echo?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where I stand, pretty much. I love everything Kamau just said, and I don't think it makes sense for us to try to jump out and take another course, finding another place. You know, we're just spinning our wheels. They could come in and undo everything he said. So let's just kind of keep it steady where we are. Stay where we are for now. It's a good place. We can produce out of there. It's not ideal for programmers. For the public affairs pros for programmers, but it's.
You said you liked it though, right? When you went,
I liked it. But there wouldn't be an opportunity to bring guests in, and I don't even know how I would, as the actual host would function comfortably out of there. I'm getting the echo, so it's just messing me up. But it's a nice studio. I love it. You know, it's doable.
Okay. Thanks, Verna.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Hey, Verna, you're on here twice when I look at the.
Yeah, that's probably why you're getting an echo.
That's probably why you're getting an echo.
Yeah, I'm trying to get off of my cell phone because I couldn't get on at first on my laptop.
Well, you made up for it.
Yes, I did. I tend to do that. Okay, let me figure it out. I'll go ahead to the next one.
Dennis with the comedic timing. Phenomenal.
Okay, boss. That's you, Miyuki.
Oh, Pez and boss. I'm not boss, but Ron's got his hand up. Is that on purpose or?
What?
Ron's got his hand up.
Oh, Ron?
Yeah. Just one quick question.
Yeah.
For the group. With these bylaws changes, which means these boards are going to be changing.
Mm-hmm.
The hierarchy is going to be changing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any usefulness to stay involved with the relocation process to make sure that the network the PNB, the new PNB, stays involved in that process, because we do have to move at some point.
Yeah.
So is there some usefulness for this committee to get some answers from the new PNB as to, you know, what their thoughts are and what their objectives are in terms of helping us out? So that's my question.
My answer to that would be no. A lot of it would depend on who they select as GM. Speaking for myself, I'm not convinced whatever
your sound is really muffled all of a sudden. Yeah, Dennis.
You're breaking up, Dennis. You're distorted, Dennis. We can't hear you.
First you underwater, now I can't hear you at all, Dennis. Nothing. Nothing. Very animated.
Very garbled.
Can't hear you at all, Dennis. I'm sure it was a very profound...
When they realized...
I don't think he could hear us either.
That might be the case.
Now, I'm shaking my head, but anyway. Dennis, we can't hear you. We don't know what you're saying.
Dennis!
Stop! Dennis, stop! Okay. Can't understand a word you're saying. Can you hear me? Can't hear you at all. No volume. Cannot hear you at all.
You can't hear me?
Now, I heard that. But all the other wonderful things you said. Now we can, but all the wonderful things you said did not hear.
Nobody can hear me.
But it's still muffled.
Huh. Yeah, we missed your last few pieces there.
That profound soliloquy, we missed all of that.
The soliloquy.
I can't hear you
either. Weird. Maybe you could log out and log back in.
Is anybody else seeing a little white speaker icon in Dennis's box?
Yes. Your volume's low. Turn your volume up, Dennis. Turn your volume up, Dennis. Try that. Turn your volume up on your computer because it's low right now. Oh, he's gone. Well, let's wait till he comes back. Did everyone have a good Labor Day? Love some relaxation, some fun?
If Labor Day means work yeah, right.
Exactly. I worked that day. I was a laborer.
Yes. Yeah,
by choice.
There was a Virgo who had a birthday weekend.
We can say happy birthday to Craig. I know he had a birthday over the weekend. Craig
had one, and then Dennis Kamau had one.
You hear me?
Yeah, Kamau had one, and Craig had one. My brother Craig had one on the 28th.
Somebody told me it was Miles' birthday recently as well.
Yeah, a lot of, Leos, Virgos, lots of them.
Virgos.
Hmm. Are you back, Dennis? We waited for you.
Can you hear us, Dennis? Dennis, can you hear us?
Can you hear me, Dennis?
I guess that's a no.
Hey, that sucks.
He still has that weird icon. So something's set wrong.
Yeah. I was going to open with this.
My sound switched over to my AirPods for some reason.
Oh, okay. Now we can hear you.
Yeah. And I can hear you now.
I have your place, Dennis. Miyuki said, come on, let's move on. Let's move on. I said, no. Go to brother's place for him. Brother's place. Hold up, Miyuki.
Hold a piece of cornbread for him.
Exactly.
Okay, so was I overthrown while I was gone? Can I leave now?
Let the brother rap.
But you were so impassioned in whatever you were saying, we couldn't hear a word of it.
I was saying I wasn't inviting the PNB to come into our business.
Well, I was going to open up with the relocation committee is one of the most effective committees or the most effective committee out of all the committees. We have a chair that knows how to run the Zoom. It went off air, but very sincerely, of all the committees, I've attended almost all of them. This is the most effective committee in terms of laying out plans, following through and doing the work. You know, going on sites, finding places, everything that this group has done together. I mean, we found Sirius together, you know, through conversations and through all those things. So, we come, we meet regularly. We have productive meetings and we create results. So I don't want it to, I hope that you all don't fold. I have had to stay away from all the Pacifica stuff. I've heard, you know, bits and pieces from the judge. I've heard from other people, Craig and Kamau, mm-hmm. but very bits, because I can't absorb.
Yeah, and you shouldn't.
I can't right. take it anymore.
No, no, you couldn't do what you need to do if you got sucked exactly. into that.
Well, the thing is, but I'm hearing you all being, you know, a bit defeated about it all. For whatever it's worth, I don't know about the PNB, but I know Stephanie was very supportive if we were trying to get, if we were able to get a place. Now, she mm-hmm. is overruled by the PNB, so that right. may mean anything, but I know she was at the time when we had the, place on, in South, in Northeast as a possibility and other things. I asked, Steve Coleman, and Jeffrey Banks to come last time so that we can expand our imagination and vision. Mm-hmm. I don't have the capability. I don't have the bandwidth to do the work that's required to get those grants. There is money out there from foundations and different things. Sadly, we applied for one of them for a, investment into, infrastructure for $100,000 and we didn't get it. But there are many others. I talked to Mozzie, who has his group, Words, Beats, and Life. And they were able to get over $100,000 from foundations to support that last event that they had. $100,000, just foundations. That's and he crazy. Did pay all the artists. He was able to have fancy schmancy, you know, I don't know if y'all went. The point is there is potentially things available. I cannot do it. I can't do it.
Right.
Gets a general manager in who is either politically connected or who has that type of background where they can contact different people and do it. Right now, we're okay. Craig is absolutely right. We've got a contract for 2 years right now with Sirius XM with the potential to extend, providing that everything goes well on our part. But there's still that hold our breath moment because little things, you know, one programmer bumped the door of one of the security guards in the parking lot and he was on the phone, wasn't paying attention. And the guy said, you know, he said, hey, you hit my car. And he was laughing on the phone call, but the security guard thought he was laughing at him. And it almost became a thing, but luckily was able to be diffused. But that happened. And then a volunteer was helping, the staff, Satari and Vinny at the space. And they went, we have a very small storage space in the building. We had paid more for it, but it's somewhere rather than getting a different storage space, it made more sense mm-hmm. having it there. And he got lost and he was wandering around. So they instituted a new rule saying that if we're going to go to that storage space, we have to call a guard and go back and forth. And we can't just go there and wander around anymore. I mean, first of all, we were wrong because he shouldn't have been as a volunteer wandering around in the first place. But he's a trusted person. They let him go. It was a mistake, but that now has restricted our movements. I was there today right. trying to do work and it's a hassle trying to call someone. Can you walk me to the storage room? So there's restrictions and at any time, today was a busy day at the station. Where, people wanted to get in either to go to the studio to broadcast or they came in. We had a social media, event at the station today, which people wanted to participate in, which requires us to go through security and all those other things. So those little things are sort of, a bit of a hassle, but they're bearable because in exchange, you know, we left a bug infested, no air conditioning working, no heat working, you know, dirty. And, you know, sloppy studio for a place that's actually a bit of an upgrade. And, you know, it's cleaned, you know, daily, several times all day. It's, you know, technologically, we still have some kinks to work out, but we're working them out.
And a lot cheaper.
And a lot cheaper and it's secure. In this day and age, in terms of what's going on in the world, what's going on as we are being occupied by this current administration, we are secure. And there's lots of pluses, but it's not a place that if I were to stay longer, that I would want to stay longer. I mean, if I had, again, bandwidth, I would try to, I mean, if I had the time, I would try to go after those loans. I would try to develop those relationships with the government. There are tons of, you know, Steve, basically they squatted and he got the freaking Josephine Butler Center. And that's why I wanted you to hear it from him. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't even have 50,000 watts of support that they, you know, they just got the community together and they were able to get this multi-million-dollar building in the middle of Malcolm X Park. And so there's potential and there's possibility for those things. And I think if we get the right person in, you know, and they get the right support, maybe they can pursue that. I'm not the one. Mm-hmm. So I understand you're bruised and you're hurt and you're frustrated about this whole Pacific bylaws thing and everything, but don't let that completely deter you from your original, you know, your original goals and aspirations. Because at 50 or at 51 or at 60, PFW should have a place. We should have a community center where we can broadcast, where we can cohabitate with another nonprofit, where we can have meetings, where we can gather together and be this community hub. We should have that. And we should represent that. And it's within our reach. I believe it is within our reach. So I don't think this committee should fold. I really don't. And I hope that you won't. Because, I really, really believe in that. And so, I mean, right now I have a meeting next Tuesday. I don't even know his name. So it's hard for me to find this. William Tucker. Good morning, Ms. Williams. Are you available next Tuesday or Wednesday for a follow-up conversation about my company's proposal to purchase a home for WPFW? WOOK Radio has identified a property which we're confident meets our respective needs and is prepared to move forward subject to a MOU with your station. Please call or text me when time permits. That's a random, you know, I mean, I talked to this guy before. He's following up because whenever I was before, I was too much under. I couldn't deal with that. But I got this, I'm meeting him next week. I'll let you know how it goes. I wasn't going to say anything because I'm not trying to give anyone false hope or anything. Yeah. But there is potential out there. We are a beloved institution. WPFW is cherished. And again, today more than ever, we are a critical part of whatever this political, cultural, historical ecosystem is as they try to erase and deny who we are. And so I don't want us to be, you know, hidden away, you know, forever in Sirius XM. I love it now. We had to get out of 1990. I just think about 1990, the bugs and the bathroom and the freaking heater and the air conditioning is so loud that when you're playing, you know, when you're talking on air, going, you know, we're in a better situation now. I know, Verna says it's not ideal for public affairs, but there's four chairs right there that public affairs could be in the same room and talking. It's not as roomy as our other talk studio, but it's possible. It can be done. And so, you know, we have parking to accommodate everybody. It's great right now, but I think we should aspire for more.
That's why I wanted you to go last, because you inspire me.
Because I'm your kid.
I see you, Craig. There's one thing I want to say about what you said, Miyuki, is that I don't want to put my hopes in somebody coming in who brings that. The most I will hope for is that we will get somebody who doesn't try to stop us from doing that. Because I don't have any faith that the people who are selecting a GM are going to be selecting somebody who has, you know, those skills, those connections, or even necessarily, frankly, that kind of vision for the station. It would be nice if it happens. I'm not going to count on it. I'd be happy if they just stay out of our way and let a group of, you know, dedicated WPFW folk, you know, make this happen. So, Craig and then Ron, and then we'll start trying to put a bow on this.
Okay, so just thinking out loud in terms of Miyuki saying she doesn't have the bandwidth to track down various grants and assorted other stuff, we know that Art Hyland is very frustrated in his role of trying to find legacy donors. And I know that that's part of what he did for a living for decades, but he may have some other skills because of that in terms of grants and stuff like that. And I'm just wondering if maybe we see if he would be interested in being the point person for some of this, you know, tracking down possible grants and leads, not necessarily building leads, but leads on fundraising and how to do this. And then to run with what Kamau said, I think before we dissolve, we should start codifying some of the stuff we've talked about. You know, we did the survey. We had Jeffrey Banks talk about, you know, financing, and Tom Chase put together a spreadsheet of stuff, and I shared with Miyuki over a year ago the concept of naming grants or naming gifts, which we can, you know, at the proper time use as a fundraising mechanism. You know, it works for raising $100 million for concert halls. It ought to work for raising $500,000 for a studio. And so, you know, we should put together some sort of booklet, a handbook or whatever on, you know, what to do moving forward. So, I guess that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you. Ron?
Yeah, I just want to say this, Miyuki, I know you're saying you don't have the bandwidth and such, but, you do. You've handled this situation, magnificently. And, we couldn't have asked for more. You know, as Dennis has said, you know, the prospect of, you know, letting Pacifica bring somebody in that's going to move forth their agenda, whatever that may be. You know, that's not to our advantage. So, I just don't want you talking yourself out of a job. Okay. I think that's, like I said, I think you've done a great job of keeping this place together and working with all the entities involved, understanding, you know, what it takes, bringing somebody else in here that, you know, is not going to, well, once again, that's going to pursue, the agenda of, you know, whoever selects him. And that's very troublesome, you know, and, so that's all I wanted to say, Miyuki, you know, thank you for your service and please continue.
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Verna.
Yeah, I just wanted to sort of underscore the whole fact that as we move forward, it is going to be contingent upon what skills and capabilities this new GM brings to the table. And in the event that they don't have the necessary skills, and I agree with, I think it was Dennis that said, not sure that the management is really looking for type of person, quality of person that we need. And even if we're lucky to have Art Highland, but if Art is not, you know, up for the task, we should definitely try to recruit someone and get them on this committee that has the skills that we need, where we see where we may be lacking, and the skills that that Miyuki pointed out that are needed. You know, you have to be connected. You have to have either politically or with I guess I don't use Rolodexes anymore, but you guys know what I mean, have those connections. So we should make a serious effort to recruit someone if Art is not up to it and doesn't fill that bill. That's basically all I wanted to add.
Okay.
And I'd like to concur what Vanessa said. There is some, I mean, what Verna said, because I think there are people out there. I don't think Art is the one. Craig, I know he's frustrated in his current position, but he also has one foot out, one foot in. You know, there's people like Tom and Robert who are all the way, you know, and like yourself, you know, and I think Arthur is a bit but I think the idea is absolutely correct that we find, and there are people out there. We just have to put out there and try to get them in there. But again, you know, the list of to do gets longer every day and it doesn't seem to get any shorter. And that's something I probably should have pursued more aggressively earlier, and I didn't. But that's absolutely, you know, a potential thing to do. And for whatever it's worth, I mean, I don't know how two really strong, viable candidates interviewed for the job so far, and both of them, before the interview was over, said, no, this isn't for me at this time. It's wow. too much work for too little money. And that one person interviewed with the executive director, one person interviewed with me because they were, it was a potential, interim general manager. But now with so many people being doged, so this has a huge retirement community with high potential people. I think there's somebody out there that really can do it, but they can't be, for these two candidates who thought they wanted a job, both saying before the interview was over, no, you know, this is okay. We're not going to do this. I made me feel a little bit better actually about myself, validated the fact that I said, no, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. That the, for them to look at it and say, because, yeah. you know, both of them said it should be twice or three times the amount of money that they're getting. So just think about that. I mean, I don't know what Pacifica's going to find. I do know Stephanie said that she would like myself and some other staff members to be on the interviewing committee to help. So it's not going to be totally a Pacifica board thing. And okay. I could request that there be, you know, some of you could be involved or something. I could request. I don't know if she'll, you know, take that into consideration, but she already said myself and some other staff members can be on whatever that recruitment, panel would be.
Good.
So, I just don't know, again, you know, for the amount of money and versus the amount of work that's required.
It occurs to me that that's one of the reasons why, because it is so much work, this organizational structure needs, in fact, a stronger rather than a weaker LSB. That so that people know that they've got, capable volunteer partners who are engaged and there's a place for them in doing the work as opposed to like having no role in the new point is that the LSBs are disconnected from management as opposed to being more connected with management. Okay. So back to next steps. One of the things that I was thinking would be useful was to concentrate on setting a target in terms of how much money do we need to do this. Sort of come up with a number and come up with some suggestions for how we, approach, moving, in that direction. Kamal, what you said, just sort of takes that seed of what I was thinking and just sort of, lifts it to another level. So, like Verna, I completely endorse, what you were saying. I do think that we should pull together the pieces, like you said, Craig, of what we've done that remain relevant. We should, put out come up with a plan a clear vision statement that with all of Miyuki's passion of why it's important for us to have this, a practical sense of, okay, we need this much in the bank. And these are some ideas of how to accumulate that, including, recruiting people who can help with the grants and government connections. Maybe recruiting them onto a restructured relocation committee. I don't know. But also, coming up with all of the charts and things that Kamal was talking about and presenting that to the LSB as our legacy and path forward, by the end of this year. So if there are no, objections, I would like for us to move in that direction. And for starters, I think, instead of having another full meeting in 2 weeks, and I will sort of report the gist of this at next week's LSB meeting, But maybe begin with a smaller number of folks from this committee, to sort of, maybe meet to try and get together on Zoom or on a conference call, two or three times over the next month and put together at least, a kind of outline of what we want to pull together for the Kamau Harris legacy book and start then filling in and bring that back to the full committee, first Wednesday in October, sort of the draft of what it, what kind of information we want to put together, bring that back to the full committee, first of October. And if that sounds good, then I guess, the next thing would be to get a sense of who, besides Kamau wants to be part of that. Verna?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I'm sorry to drag the meeting on, but, it just occurred to me if possibly the LSB can decide to put together some sort of a way to, add to whatever general manager we get, we can support or the salary with X amount, because we've tried to get Stephanie to increase the salary and she's not budging on that, but we're not going to get the type of person that we need for this position with that salary and the amount of work. I don't care how supportive the LSB structure is. I happen to know one of those candidates, and I know why she declined the position. And it's just, it's not going to happen. So if maybe we can get creative and think of a way to convince, National that let us put, add to the salary of the general manager. I think we can do that, and that might really serve us.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
It's an interesting suggestion. I'm not sure if that's a suggestion for the LSB meeting or for a new group to discuss, but I don't think it's necessarily for this group tonight.
No, I agree, but I just had to get it out.
Yeah. I understand. It's been said, it's out there. And that's a good thing. Who would like to begin meeting to sort of talk about this legacy project? Miyuki? I got Miyuki. Kamau. I think Tom should be part of it, even though he's not here.
Yes.
In terms of putting the numbers together. Why don't we just start there? Is that okay with everybody? Start thinking about
Robert,
this.
I think Robert had his hand up.
I put it down.
Oh, wow. We saw you too late.
Dennis didn't see it. But that means it's right on time.
Yep. Well, I will remember that it was up if we need you.
But, and we're not meeting the third week anymore, because that's not necessary.
We're just
meeting once a month. Okay.
Right. But we'll try and have some ad hoc meetings. And again, I don't know, we'll grab an hour, here or there. We'll figure out what's good with folks. I know you've got a ton of meetings, Miyuki. We'll see. That sound good, everybody? You all are terrific. Thank you very much. If I can get a motion to adjourn, and then I'll go finish watching Naomi Osaka.
Well, let's keep talking.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, no objections. Thank you all.
No objections.
Thanks, now.
Okay,
really
thank
the best
you.
Committee. You all are the best. You all the best.
Peace
committee.
Be with you.
Keep that out.
Week.
When you edit that out, though, turn off the mic. I'm gonna get in trouble.
All right, you guys.
All right, thanks. Come on.